Now joined by the head coach of the Tri-County Boys Basketball Program, Dylan Lowry. The Mustangs are at Osborne tonight taking on the Wildcats. Host Mercer in game number two in HDC play on Thursday. And Tri-County is going to be in, checking my notes here, it looks like they're going to be in Holiday Hoops on Saturday. And there it is, a morning session for Tri-County. The boys are going to play Buckland-Macon County Saturday, right over the noon hour, starting at 11:30. I'm going to have some public address for that one, Coach, so I'll be there to watch the guys. I'll try to make sure I pronounce everybody correctly and all that good stuff on Saturday.
That'd be greatly appreciated. We're looking forward to the first game over there.
Yeah. How much are the guys looking forward to playing on a collegiate floor?
It's always a fun atmosphere, really, to play a different neutral floor, play some teams that they don't see very often, and it kind of gives them an idea of the big league stuff, even though it's close by for them, they enjoy it.
So you've taken, you know, since the Breckenridge loss, you've taken a couple of games on the chin to North Harrison and Pattonsburg, two really good teams, obviously. But Newtown-Harris was a much more competitive and close ball game, but you end up a little bit short in that one. You know, it's one thing to lose by about 40. It's another thing to lose by 9, final score 47-38. Was it pretty disappointing for the guys coming back home?
It was a frustrating game because I think both us and Newtown kind of circle that game as a exciting game to come to and be a competitive all the way through, and it was. But just whenever one of their players, Andrew Garcia, scores 27 points, it really does make it tough to win it in the long run.
It's a very teachable moment for you, because it's one thing when you play Pattonsburg and you're just not at the Panthers level because they're awfully good this year. It's another thing when you know the guys are going to be in a game and there are little things that that you can go to the drawing board and get them back in practice. And I'm sure, even though the loss was disappointing, it's a very teachable thing going into practice this week, right?
That's for sure. Some of those games that, yeah, the more competitive, tougher ones, you have to look at the highlights, look at those things to improve on. But games like that, they can take really to heart, and they'll know and understand that was a tough loss, and it should sting a little bit worse. And so we'll work on those specific things to take them down if we have the opportunity again.
What made Garcia tough to stop that night, Coach?
They had a lot of plays drawn up for him, and they were executed well, and he was shooting the ball well on the perimeter and driving. We were having trouble closing out on him properly. It's one of those things that you can keep working on, but whenever it comes to a game, it's tough to really execute.
Yeah, you kind of look at it, too, and say, yeah, giving up 27 of 47 to Garcia is probably too many if you're looking at it defensively. And there's another side of it, too, where you say, you know what, could have scored more than 38 points. What were the things offensively that you felt like you could have improved upon?
I felt like we started rushing stuff towards the end. It's hard to get in that clock just winding down and you're behind, and you try to rush things, make things happen that weren't really there, and it hurts in the long run. That's one of those things that we need to be patient, trust the offense, and things will fall into place, and it doesn't have to be in a two-minute spread.
I know in my shoes, I look at a final score and I don't get nearly the amount of, you know, what was the ebb and flow of the game, or was one point up, you know, was one team up early and then another team made a run, because there's always momentum shifts in that. What was the spots that you felt like cost you, Coach, or was it just kind of one of those deals where you got outscored by two or three every quarter?
Right out of the halftime, you always want to come out with some intensity, and in the third quarter, we only scored 4 points, and anytime you do that, that kind of puts a major damper on you going into the game forward. We kind of come out a little bit stronger in the fourth, but it's almost too late then. You always want to be producing it, especially right out of the half, and that just kind of dampened the rest of the game.
Did you have a lead at halftime, Coach, or no?
No, we did not.
Okay. When you look at that game, because guys are going to react differently when it's a fourth quarter and they're in a game and you need to make plays or get stops to get yourself back into the game. And as you said, you play a little bit better in the fourth quarter. Did you like the way that the guys reacted to being in a close game?
Yeah, we didn't really start panicking too much. We held. We both teams scored 9 in the fourth and started making stops when we needed to. And so you see that potential, and you see the younger guys stepping into those roles, and having Noah Thomason, my freshman, leading us in scoring with 13 kind of just shows an indicator that there's potential, we're getting better, and we're understanding those big game moments.
You know, when you're rebuilding, there are going to be, you know, games you go into, Pattonsburg, Green City, that you go, okay, we're going to worry about ourselves, but the opponent's going to be pretty tough. And I'm not sure if Osborne is in that category, Coach, or if you feel like you can go over there and this is one where you feel like if we play well, we can be in this game in the fourth quarter. Where's Osborne at in your mind?
It's another potential game. We're not really in the luxury of overlooking any team, really. We have to come out ready to go and play well to play with anybody, and I think that's a game that we can really come and compete and be a fun ball game.
Absolutely. I'm kind of in the same mode as that one. I think it's going to be a close, good ball game and another opportunity for Tri-County. Mercer, we know, is good, so Mercer's going to be challenging on Thursday.
Yes. That's one of those games that we're going to find the stuff to work on, and we're going to get better all the way through.
What's the thing that makes Coach Wyatt's team tough, Coach? Yeah, what's first and foremost on that list?
Well, he's got two very dynamic players that really spread out the floor and go to work in the paint, and that really makes it tough whenever you have players like that to really try and execute and compete with.
You got any inside information or knowledge on Buckland-Macon County for Saturday?
Just kind of looking at some of their scores and around, but still working on them and looking forward to another game.
And as you just said a moment ago, you know, you worry about yourself and then you make adjustments on the fly.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be the plan Saturday. Coming out of Saturday, the Tri-County boys, they're going to play Wednesday of next week at Holiday Hoops in Trenton. They will play Norburn at an 8:30, so they'll play the final game of a three-game night, Norburn and Tri-County, Wednesday night, December the 19th, and then they're off until the 3rd of January at Novinger. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight over at Osborne High School.
Thank you.